Corey, let me hear you talk.
Let me hear you talk, Brett. How about you talk for a change? I'm sick of talking all the time. That's not true. I love talking.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Osborne?
Now I'm talking. Talking.
Wow, everyone looks really terrific.
All right.
Let's make sure we have the audio quality from this. Everything appears to be fixed.
How'd that sound last week with everybody talking into the side of the microphone?
I haven't even heard it. I left the thumb drive here. I haven't even heard the stuff we did 2 weeks ago yet.
Oh, wow. You're behind.
I don't need it.
I've been a busy beaver.
Something strange seems to have happened. It appears we've lost about half our audience somehow. Like, in the midst of some very good shows, like the Jeffrey Tucker show was really good, but only 3,200 people downloaded it. And then the other ones are all like less than 2,000. Weird. Problem.
Is it because of our association with Liberty Forum?
No, I think it's because of something I did.
Oh.
Not, I think it was just like a technical thing. Hey everyone, if you're just joining us, we're starting here in a minute. I'm having dinner. Here's a hamburger bun I've just started for my dinner.
So if anybody wants a hamburger bun, come on down. We're giving it away to the 11th caller.
No, schoolsizeproject.com/bun. There is going to be a schoolsizeproject.com/... Do you think it should be lanyard, Osborne? Do you think a lot of people don't know what a lanyard is?
No.
I don't think that's the case. I think everybody knows what a lanyard is.
Do you think schoolsexproject.com?
I think if you showed someone a lanyard and asked them what it was, they wouldn't necessarily say lanyard, but when you say lanyard, they know what you mean.
Right.
How's that?
It's buffalo sauce. This is a buffalo burger.
Is the burger made of buffalo or buffalo style?
Buffalo.
I said it was Louisiana sauce.
It's got
blue cheese on it, am I right?
Yeah.
And it's gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola.
Oh, but it's totally different. But it's a wonderful combinations of flavors that I'm used to through, I would say, you know, buffalo sauce with blue cheese. I'm going to open Skype. We're getting ready to start the show here in a minute. I guess we had to set up a little bit late. Everything appears to be working. You can tell us in the chat if it's not. I like your sweater.
Thank you. The music got all choppy. Oh, because Skype was opening up.
I just came from the hot tub.
How was that?
It was nice.
No little kids in it this time?
No little kids.
You little kids, get off my lawn.
Yes. So it turns out I'm really bad at the metric system.
Why?
Really?
So, been following workout program that was telling me to, among other things, to run 400 meters.
Yep.
Well, I was bad with my conversion of the mile system to the metric, and I was, in fact, running... 3,200 meters.
Wow.
So
you can take a few days off then.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Now, are you doing this on a treadmill or?
No, track.
Really? They have a track there?
Yes.
It sounds like quite the place.
And what's cool about the track is that there's tennis courts in the middle of it with always full of young ladies in their tennis outfits.
Nice.
Good stuff.
A lot of adult cinema starts that way.
Bouncing around
with tennis.
With balls.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn in my Planet Fitness membership. Planet Fitness is, as I've said before, kind of like a cross between a gym and a children's television show.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It does. It looks like Nickelodeon when you walk in there with all the bright colored machines.
Everything's
and
purple.
Yeah.
You can't judge other people. Oh, we're going to talk about that tonight.
You can't make noise. You can't breathe hard.
Planet Fitness
really
would not tolerate political debates.
What?
No, they wouldn't. I'm saying it would break their rules.
Oh, quite right. Okay. I thought you were speaking from experience. Like
you can't have discussions with people. Are you allowed to talk to people?
Yeah.
Do you have to raise your hand if you need to go to the bathroom?
No.
Speaking of in the locker room tonight, some jackass had turned on MSNBC.
You're not allowed to call people jackasses at Planet Fitness.
And holy shit, everyone was just going ape shit because they were talking about Rand Paul and they were talking about guns and they were talking about. And you can imagine the New Hampshire people in the locker room did not appreciate the commentary coming out of MSNBC.
Who was on MSNBC?
It was during Martin Bashir.
Yeah.
His show.
Isn't he the doctor from Star Trek Deep Space Nine?
Seems like it.
He's got a bit of an accent. Is he British?
Bashir does not sound British. I don't know. He probably has a British accent.
Now, I assumed it was like an Indian dude or something, Bashir.
He does look a little Indian.
He didn't appear to be that persuasion to me.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, hey, you never can tell how people, you know, maybe one of his antecedents was.
Do you think Bashir is an Indian name?
Bashir? I don't know. You know who knows?
But there's a lot of talk of. Everything was all about equating anything Republican or Rand Paul or this Cruz guy or any of these guys in the Senate with John Birchers, right wing militia hate group, just a lot of equivalizing going on there.
Mm. Hey, everybody, if you're just joining us, I don't know how many people are there. I'm just finishing my dinner, running a little bit behind tonight, and we're about to start a show.
And in the meantime, we're talking about right-wing hate groups.
Mm.
Not really.
Oh, we've got a few people. Looks like they're having some no little kids in your hot tub. That was a weird questioning, Corey.
Well,
I've been trying to hang out in the hot tub for like 2 weeks now, and every time I go out there, it's full of little kids, in particular little girls. So you know when you walk to the hot tub and you're a big hairy dude, you don't get in the hot tub with a bunch of little girls.
No,
that's just not cool. Nobody would like that.
Well, little girls don't own the hot tub. That's really shitty of people. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. Kids are lovely. But.
No, I love kids. That's why I didn't yell at them and kick them out of the hot tub, even though they're not supposed to be in there. I just turned around.
Oh, they're not supposed.
And went about my business.
FYI, Bashir is an Arabic name. Which I suspected, but I now know for a fact. So, yeah, I didn't just ask any little kids in your hot tub. Hubba hubba. No. Not like that.
Someone says they listened to the Thaddeus Russell interview twice. Keegan says that. Thank you. I'm glad to hear. Tell your friends. No one downloaded it.
Yeah, that's
everybody
good.
Knows.
Yeah, Thaddeus Russell has definitely been the most thought-provoking Liberty Forum speaker I've run across.
Definitely the most thought-provoking for me personally, too. I mean, well, I guess that's what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I wasn't speaking for you personally. Because I'm not you, it turns out. But
I long suspected that.
All right, give us a second, everyone. We'll start the show.
Yeah, we're not like Clark Kent and Superman here. We are seen in the same room often.
And it's not a camera trick, folks. I'm here in person, so I can tell you.
Look at this graphic.
I like that.
I'm getting better.
Osborne with the eyeball.
I really like
Corey that. With the luchador mask.
I couldn't find a picture of Corey looking serious, so I just said, let's all be. I'll be kind of serious. Osborne will be very serious.
That's a many year old picture, too.
Corey will be a Mexican wrestler.
What an ass.
Yeah, really. Who's going to drink that? Like, do we know anybody who would drink that? I don't think I know anybody who eats sugar anymore.
No.
Oh, my. I don't know.
All right.
People generally
especially
know
not
better.
The nasty corn sugar.
Ugh.
Testing. Ugh. 1, 2, 3. We're a little. Can someone just confirm? I'm about to start a recording. There is some slight choppiness to the audio. God damn it. Why would that be? I'm getting a phone call. A 978 number. That's Massachusetts.
Is it?
Not going to answer it. All right, we're going to have to roll with the audio quality we have. This is going to become a podcast, and I'm thinking actually maybe a pretty good one. So
I would move your phone.
Why?
When I put my phone too close to my computer, the sound gets all screwy.
Oh, okay.
Especially when someone calls. Nice.
Excuse.
All right.
Speaking of sound getting all screwy.
All right, now everyone's throats are clear and we're getting ready to start. Hold on 1 minute.
Wait.
Don't let school take you out of the real world. Never lose touch with what's going on outside of the classroom. One of the big problems we face is that kids are taken out of anything resembling a real world for 4 years for college, and they've lost that perceptive power of entrepreneurship because they don't have any connection to what's really going on in the real world anymore. Don't let school take you out of the real world.
Hey, everybody, this is Brett. Welcome back to the show. I'm in the studio here tonight with Corey and Osborne. Hi, folks.
Howdy.
Howdy.
We both said howdy. That doesn't happen every day.
Simultaneously, even.
Crazy. We're not even from the South. Well, I'm not.
Are you?
No.
I'm hearing ads playing through my headset.
Me too.
We got to stop that. We can't have this. And they're not giving us an option to let us shut it off. That's how we'll deal for it with that for now. Oh, man, I love not being on LRN.
Problem solved.
Now, let's just make sure we're recording.
There's some things I miss about LRN.
Like what?
Like the way that guy used to say, stickers.
Yeah.
I miss that. I say it all the time just so I can hear it again. Stickers.
I do miss having a break every 10 minutes. That was a nice...
I don't miss that, actually. I like being able to take a break when we want to take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's good, because we could take a break, theoretically, every 3 minutes, if we wanted to.
But so, those 10-minute breaks, they just, all they did was chop up the momentum. We would just start to get going into a conversation, and it'll be like, stickers.
Right.
And we'd have to, you know.
I'm taking a break right now.
What kind of a, oh yeah, you look very relaxed. You spent some time in a hot tub today, which is very relaxing.
I'm done.
I, on the other hand... Oh, yeah, you can just take your own personal break.
Yep, and I'm back.
Yeah.
Oh, and now I'm on break.
Are you guys getting that?
Yeah, I got a little crackle there.
Can you check the levels on the thing behind you, see if one of them is blown out? I mean, it's not affecting the recording and other people can't hear it, but it's really not good in my headphones.
And I don't see anything unusual there. I only heard it when Osborne was like right up in his mic and talking loud.
Hey, you know what? I'm just going to start the show again. Oh, no, wait. I don't
do
have to.
Do over.
I figured out this thing you can do when you put videos on YouTube. You can trim them. So you don't have to. Like, I've been working around YouTube, figuring if I upload a video to YouTube, people can always just see the whole thing. It turns out that you can actually trim the videos. So you can have them start and stop wherever you want.
Hey.
But I think only once. But so you couldn't, like, chop it up a bunch of times. But that's really cool.
You could do that in the links, too. You can when you give somebody a link to a YouTube video and you want them to skip straight to 1 minute, you can modify the link so it goes straight to that point in time.
Right. So now
it changed my life when I figured that out.
How did you figure it out?
Google.
All right.
That's how I figure most things out.
So, welcome, everybody. That's where I'll start. This is where I'll click
into. Okay, now we're starting again.
We reposted it on, mics are open, by the way.
I reposted it on mine. It was something like individual challenges in a religious culture, something like that. I forget exactly what the name of it was. But he talks about it. He was raised Mormon,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And when he left the Mormon church, you're shunned. You're ostracized.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you even speak out or ask questions. So, I mean, it can really... I could see why people... But that's Mormonism. But I think...
I think they're all kind of the same.
You think so?
Maybe not so much the Catholics. They don't, I mean, they tend to not take it too seriously, I guess. Or if you say, I'm not Catholic anymore, they just be like, yeah, whatever, you're still Catholic.
Like, either going to heaven or hell. So
it's like, sorry, like you were born Catholic, you're still Catholic.
You're either getting eternal salvation or you're going to burn forever, you know?
Well, you can dick around not being Catholic for the rest of your life, but you were baptized. So at the worst, you'll spend a few hundred years in purgatory. And you can still go to heaven. No big whoop.
Right, we're going to call that part one.
Well, Mormons have this, with regard to the dating thing, they have this other thing where they like want you to go out and date people who are not Mormon and suck them into the church.
Mm.
Not literally.
Because I said suck, and you referred to fellatio. Oh,
I have audio. I always like to capture those moments one way or another. That's her face when you tell that joke. All right, all right. So, oh, I still haven't found the thing that I was looking for. I'm sorry.
Something tells me she's not a Mormon.
Yeah.
I'm going to just guess.
Crap. What's the best way to find what I'm looking for? What was it? Argumentative theory?
Argumentation theory?
Argumentative theory. Argumentation theory.
Wikipedia doesn't have an article about that.
Is something else.
Oh.
Never mind. You make it up?
No.
In your brain?
No. I should make up theories, though. I need my own theory, like that Molyneux. He's got a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
My own thing.
Vanadian theory.
Vanadian. Will people start saying that? Hey, if you're listening, you'd be a good candidate to make us a Wikipedia page.
Vanadian theory.
And I'll give you free AV club for life.
Ermagerd, it's Bert Vanert. Now you're going to have 900 Wikipedia pages.
No, I just need someone to email me privately with three writing samples. And I can help you do it. I just can't do it by myself. It seems like too self-serving a thing to do. But it would really be helpful if we had a... It's really like... It lends an air of authority to... If somebody searches School Sucks and School Sucks Project comes up, number one, the website, and number two as Wikipedia, It shows that people are interested. Follow us on Twitter, subscribe on our YouTube channel, make an account on our website. Join the AV Club.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
You know, it would be successful for School Sucks Project if School Sucks Project was a place where people could go to meet other singles.
Oh, yeah.
Are you single? Circle. Do you think School Sucks?
Yeah.
Nice. New sub forum. Singles Mingles.
That is an idea. All right. Argumentative theory. What is start page? Give me Google. I don't know how to use this. All right, wait a minute. There's a guy. What was his name?
Your listeners are going to get pissed at you for saying that.
What? Why?
That start page is not
Google. Start page is not Google. It could be better. I just don't know.
True. Yeah, but you seem to be disparaging it.
Oh, no. I just am in a hurry and I don't know how to use
it. I've never heard of it. Is it just a...
It's that Catherine Albrecht thing.
Who's
where?
Who's this now?
It's like all encrypted and anonymous and whatnot.
Oh. You know, everything. My shit's all encrypted and anonymous.
I was trying to Google chat with someone, and they were trying to get me to install some encryption thing for Google chat. I'd never heard of before. But it doesn't work with Android. So
yeah,
basically, the person refused to have a conversation with me. It was odd.
We're starting again in just a minute. I'm just trying to... I would really like to actually find this scholarly journal article that I could read from real quick.
You know, speaking of encryption and your phones, smartphones and shit like that, I'm really bummed that I wasn't able to go to Liberty Forum. I really wanted to meet Cory Doctorow. So I'm a big fan, and I have some questions for him about how based in facts some of the subject matter in his latest novel is, because what he suggests in that novel is fucking terrifying.
Which is what?
Basically that, like, it's not out of the realm of possibility. In fact, it's probably happening that there's government spyware on pretty much everybody's phone.
Oh.
That when you think you're downloading an update from Apple, for example, an iOS update from Apple, or an Android update from your provider, that you're actually downloading it from the NSA.
Hmm.
Which is probably why they're making jailbreaking your phone illegal.
Hmm.
Come to think of it.
Man, I don't know about that. I think it's just companies lobbying to protect their proprietary shit.
There is that too. And that's, either way, I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's not their shit. I bought it. It's my shit.
Yeah, I know, but there's nothing wrong with putting conditions on selling your shit. I mean...
No, but putting conditions on selling your shit is a whole different from getting the government to make, you know, make your conditions non-optional under the law. I think.
Nah, I don't know. It doesn't really bother me.
I mean, I don't have any great desire to jailbreak my phone. My phone's not jailbreaking.
Right, because...
I have no interest in jailbreaking my phone. My phone doesn't not do anything that I need it to do.
Yeah.
I'm like one of the worst nerds ever. I don't run Linux. I run Windows on my computer at home. I haven't jailbroken my phone. I'm a terrible, terrible nerd.
I like James 630.
Now, if they passed a law that said that I could not make a phone that couldn't be jailbroken, that would be a problem. Right? But nothing's stopping Apple from making a phone that can be jailbroken.
Well, they also sell phones at an incredible markup that are not tied to a provider. It's not Apple that doesn't want you to jailbreak your phone. They don't care.
Oh, okay.
It's the providers. Actually, no, Apple does care.
Right, because
they don't want you installing apps that didn't come from.
Right.
The
well, and they need a method to subsidize selling you the phone, right? And if you could just jailbreak it, then they'd have no incentive to subsidize it. Everybody's paying way too much for phones.
Right. That's why
the law is helpful.
That's why when you buy one of those untethered phones, it costs a lot more because they're not subsidizing the purchase.
Right. And yeah, so there's no, I don't know. I mean, if there's government, it should enforce contracts. I mean,
yeah, I can agree that is one of the very least things that that an existing government should do.
Now, the fact that, you know, the taxpayers are screwed over for the costs of enforcing that is a problem.
Yeah.
So what in the free market, the companies would just have to work harder at making sure that people didn't jailbreak their shit. I think a certain amount of that can be done with warranties, right? So, yeah.
One of the great tricks they do also is that they keep coming out with new software updates that add awesome new features that if your phone is jailbroken, you can't download it.
Right. There you go.
So you download the update, your phone gets unjailbroken, and then you have to wait till somebody figures out how to jailbreak the new version. That's not so stupid.
Or just plant a series of bugs in there.
Yeah.
Right? And fix the bugs at certain intervals so that you make sure that, you know, people are screwed over if they,
I've had discussions with people who seem to act as if I'm, like, morally in the wrong for having no desire to jailbreak my phone. Like, why do I need to jailbreak my phone? It does everything I need it to do. It does way more shit than I need it to do.
Hmm.
I'm not even sure I need a smartphone anymore.
I'm going to hang my dinner out that window to keep it cold because there's no room in the fridge. I need someone to remind me either in the
hang
chat.
Hang out the window so bears don't come after it.
At the end of the show, not to leave it hanging out the window for two reasons. I won't get to eat it later.
Right.
Birds will eat it tonight. Mm. And Dale will be mad that I left the window in his studio open.
Right.
So three motivators for you to remind me to get this food that's hanging out the window for the end of the show. We're starting the show again in just a minute.
That thing's going down.
Oh, wow.
This is going to end in tears. that bag is going to be full of gravy. Did you have gravy on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that big's going to be all out in the bag. Just saying.
All right, hold on. We need to come up with
this. And then it's going to drip down the window.
It's too late now. It's already happened.
Oh.
It's already happened. It probably happened before we even got here. Those the seal on the top that attaches it to the plate, that thing is not watertight.
That's a tolerable amount of gravy. Oh, wait, the top was coming off.
No, God.
It's gonna
you should not be allowed to handle food.
A bag of gravy.
No, the top was coming off.
Like
how did the gravy go through the plate?
It's like a water balloon, but right, with wait, gravy wait. And a Eve, plate.
This is a problem that can be solved very simply.
With logic.
Can you turn that camera like a little bit towards... actually, wait, never mind. I can use this one. People want to see what I'm doing.
You don't get stuff like this on MSNBC, folks.
Really, they don't show you what they're doing. There's a window behind me, and I'm just trying to hang this food out the window to keep it cool. But I think maybe if I had a string or a rope. Is this a bad idea? Do you guys really not think this is?
I don't think it's going to get any better than it was just
you know
then.
What you have? Lanyards.
Lanyards.
Oh. Everybody, this is the
This is use number 567,473 for your school sucks lanyard.
My personal ID from Liberty Forum off, and I'm taking a lanyard. I'm going to show you how you can hang your Boston Market out a window using a lanyard. You just
all right.
You don't want to rely on the clip to hold the food. You'll get very poor results that way. You can see
the bag will eventually break
in just a moment. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to go through the loops from the knot you've tied, and then hopefully you can see this okay.
This has got to be a new. This is, needs to be a topic on the message board, folks. A million and one uses.
Yep. No.
You have to try the other way.
You pull. Yep.
And then you pull. Now that's not going anywhere. So then, this will allow the food to hang at less of an angle.
Theoretically.
Oh, wait, I can just rest it on the window right there and actually keep it maybe almost flat. Using this. Oh, it's almost long enough.
Nice.
All right.
Everyone,
come folks.
With me and look over here. Come look at this.
The plate is now perpendicular to the window.
That?
The plate is now perpendicular to the window.
You can see my food out there being held by that lanyard.
Everyone go to schoolsucksproject.com/lanyard and get your very own Boston Market hanger.
That was a lot of fun.
And we are collecting interesting uses for your School Sucks lanyard on the message board.
Oh, yeah. Tell us your favorite use.
That was number 567,473 out of 1,000,001 uses.
Smacking a baby when it bites your nipple. No, not that one.
Yeah, well, you know, that's we have 1,000,001 uses we need to fill up. That could certainly be one of them. They don't all have to be popular.
Or smacking someone when they use a logical fallacy.
Making a snare to catch rabbits when you're lost in the wilderness.
Let's start the show. What do you say?
I prefer to come up with more smacking uses.
Smack or strangling uses.
Perhaps you could. I don't know.
So you want to start a show?
Yeah, sure.
I suppose.
I've been in show mode this whole time. I've been in entertaining discussion mode this entire time, and I feel pretty good about it.
You did. All right, here comes hour two.
Don't let school take you out of the real world. Never lose touch with what's going on outside of the classroom. One of the big problems we face is that kids are taken out of anything resembling a real world for 4 years for college, and they've lost that perceptive power of entrepreneurship because they don't have any connection to what's really going on in the real world anymore. Don't let school take you out of the real world.
Hey everybody, this is Brett. Welcome back to the School Sucks Live show on Ustream. in Ustream only. I'm Brett, and in the studio with me here tonight is Corey.
Hey.
Hey. Whoa. Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa. We just had a camera. I touched the camera, and it totally changed positions. And that man coming into your frame right now is Osborne. Hey.
Greetings, sir.
Greetings.
I hope you all enjoyed the intermission entertainment. Now, that was quality stuff.
I can't get the shot back the way it needs to be. Bear with me here, everyone. Well. Still working on this shot. You guys talk for a minute.
All right.
Have you got a chance to play the new Tomb Raider yet?
I have not.
All right. I'm now over 50% of the way done. I'm really quite impressed with it.
I'm really looking forward to getting to play it sometime in the near future. Would like to play it quite a lot. Apparently there's a multiplayer component, and I can't even conceive in my mind how that works.
You know, I have no idea.
I'm really kind of curious.
I haven't checked it out, but I don't ever play multiplayer anything.
There is usually a game of some sort that a number of my friends are all into that has a fun multiplayer component that we will play amongst ourselves. For the past couple of years, or the past year plus, it's been Mass Effect 3 for me personally. But one of my friends, every time I turn on my Xbox, he's in Tomb Raider playing multiplayer. And I don't even know what that's about.
Huh.
But it just seems like there, you can't have a game come out anymore that doesn't have some kind of multiplayer component. And that's not always a good thing.
Hmm. All right.
Anyway, this is not a show about video games.
Yeah, I started the show and then we did the same thing. But that's fine. It was my fault.
That's how we roll here.
Yeah. All right. So before we went to break, we were introducing...
Did anybody in chat say anything about video games? I want to address these questions as they come up.
Yeah, you know? I used to do a lot of that, but it just gets too time consuming.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a big distraction.
It certainly is. I have a lot of time on my hands, though, so not such a big whoop. Anyway, I'm just kidding. We can get back to the show.
Oh, wait, they're talking about Reddit.
Oh, Reddit. Oh, yeah, that'll eat your life if you let it.
Someone says, James is a very funny guy in the chat, James630. Mm-hmm. He's always here. He's a good fan of the show. And he says, no audio, you bums.
you bums.
In two separate comments. I like that. But he's actually very active in the chat. He gets in on your, you can't get a Bitcoin app thanks to Apple unless you jailbreak it. Are you guys defending the law against jailbreaking? He's very involved in everything that we're doing. So thanks, James. But argumentative theory, that's where we resume our show. Let me just make a mark of our time. 1:40 in the counter. We resume.